Good evening. This is WDIY, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Business Beat. The Lehigh Valley is booming, and that's why Business Beat brings you a program keeping tabs on the who, what, when, where, why, and how our area is growing and innovating. I am Sally Hanlon, your host of a program that brings this important aspect to our community for conversations about our Lehigh Valley. And tonight, I'm so excited because we have an opportunity to look at what has been accomplished in the Lehigh Valley in 2024 and maybe a little bit of the vision about what is anticipated for 2025, because my guest is Don Cunningham, President and CEO of LVEDC, Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. And I know Don has been a guest a lot of times. Yeah. Welcome, Don.
I've just been around long enough that I've been here many times. But thank you for having me again. It's always great.
Well, it's always fun to listen and hear your take on what's been going on and what we're going to do. And for those of you that may not be knowledgeable about Don and his public servant background, I mean, he's been a 22-year public servant. He served as Lehigh County Executive for two terms as Bethlehem Mayor. He also served on the Cabinet of Pennsylvania, the Cabinet Secretary in Pennsylvania, and as Director of Media and Marketing Operations at Moravian College and Corporate Communications at PPL. Did we miss anything major?
No, that's a resume that says this guy can't really keep a job. So
mine's pretty much the same. I like moving around.
But I've been in this job my 13th year at Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation.
Wow.
I don't know where the time has gone. I remember being a young mayor, and now I'm like a rapidly aging guy who's been in the same job for 13 years.
Yeah, but the focus and the direction has always been the public and service, and thank you for that, Don.
Thanks for that. It just, my career kind of went that way. It didn't start that way. It went that way back in the days of, you know, the changes facing Bethlehem and running for city council as a young guy with a young family, and you know, it's kind of directed me to this, and here we are like 30 years later, and you know, but I've been very fortunate. It's been wonderful, and I've been able to do it where I grew up.
Yeah, and you were able to circle back to Bethlehem, which was nice.
Yeah, I'm at our offices now, downtown Bethlehem, which is great, but our responsibilities are the whole Lehigh Valley. So, you know, I just came to this show. You know, I was at Allentown beforehand. We have 62 municipalities in the Lehigh Valley and two counties in Lehigh and Northampton, and 700,000 people now, and over $50 billion in gross domestic product coming out of our little corner of Pennsylvania. So we've really been flexing our muscles over the last couple decades.
Yes, we have. And, you know, thanks to the foresight of folks back in the 50s that had the Lehigh Valley Industrial Park Network and then the Lehigh Valley Partners that came together before LVEDC became on board.
Yeah.
We've had some great visionaries here in the Valley.
Yeah, I think, you know, like when you look at a region, it's hard to quantify, right? I mean, success comes from a lot of foundational building blocks of people over time making the right moves and doing the right things and realizing what your assets are and your strengths are and using them to build on them, right? And that's what we continue to try to do today is like every 3 years as an organization, we bring in national consultants and assessors who really just compare us to other markets of our size or larger and say, well, what unique assets do we have here that we can target an economic strategy around, right? Mm-hmm. And we're blessed with a lot of assets. And those assets exist because of things that people did decades or centuries ago, or just the good graces of where we're located and our proximity to other things.
Well, 2024 has been an amazing year, I think, for us here in the Lehigh Valley. We've gotten so much recognition, both locally, regionally, state, nationally, internationally, we've gotten recognition. I mean, LVEDC has been out there on sort of the forefront of a lot of these things.
Yeah.
What has contributed to this, Don? Is it just what you've mentioned, which is the basic foundation that we've been building this community on? What
well,
do you attribute
it to?
Well, you
know, I mean, look, I'm a complete and utter homer, right? Like, I grew up in Bethlehem. My dad worked in the steel mills here, as my grandparents did. So I'm unabashedly pro Lehigh Valley. And, you know, I always liken this to, you know, the band that spent 15 years playing the bars to become the overnight success, right? So at some level, the Lehigh Valley has been discovered as a national or international story. And that always is heightened during the four-year presidential election cycle because of, obviously, the uniqueness of Pennsylvania always being a swing state and then the Lehigh Valley being the ultimate swing area of a swing state, and then Northampton County emerging as this bellwether county of always picking the winner, if you will. So that's helped. But what we've done is we've gotten our act together to tell our story, to market ourselves, right? So we've spent a lot of time and effort in telling the economic story and the quality of life story and the uniqueness of the Lehigh Valley story beyond our borders. And I think, you know, that's helped in becoming the band that, you know, is the overnight success that's been working at it for decades. And, you know, I always say to our folks in our team and beyond is I just want the Lehigh Valley to be seen as what it is today and not what it was, you know, 30 years ago or 40 years ago or when Billy Joel was writing music on Long Island. And not that what Billy Joel wrote was inaccurate in 1981.
Right.
It's just
right.
1981 was a long time ago now, right? So, like, and so much has transpired and changed here that let us be recognized for what we are today. And we're getting there.
Have we ever heard back from Billy Joel?
No, but I think our message has gotten through to him because I was at a show that he did at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia pre-COVID. When he came to do the song Allentown, he said, here's one for the people up in the Lehigh Valley. Just him saying that, that he recognized that the Lehigh Valley was a region made us, you know, kind of realize, okay, he's heard that some of the things have changed up there. So, you know, look, he's a great artist and wrote a great song. The branding wasn't the best once things changed, but, you know, it's also helped us be recognized.
Sure, sure. It gets us out there and lets the story be told then.
Correct. Yeah.
So would you say then, Don, that the most important thing that has occurred is we've developed this story and basically targeted it to the national market, international market, whatever?
Yeah, we do that, right? I mean, the marketing we do now is really all about quality of place. You know, I think that because for economic development, meaning to continue to grow your companies that are here, and 70% of our job growth comes from companies that are here or starting here, we're fortunate that 30% is new companies discovering our market and coming in. But still, two-thirds of our growth is just companies deciding they're going to keep growing in the Lehigh Valley or they're going to start up in the Lehigh Valley, right? But that all comes down to population growth. And you have to have a growing population, and particularly of 40 years of age and under. And a lot of folks don't realize this because these are the things that don't make the papers. But to the extent there are papers anymore, that's an old, antiquated term, I realize that. But the Lehigh Valley was the number one growth area in Pennsylvania last year for young people, and young people being people under the age of 35, outpacing the whole Northeast, outpacing the rest of the state. And that's our strongest selling point, is that young people want to stay here, they want to move here, they want to grow here, they see opportunity here. And that is our number one asset for keeping companies here and attracting companies here, is population growth. You know, if you look at Pennsylvania at large, there are 67 counties. Only about 20 of them are growth counties, and most of them are all in the Southeast. Philly, the Philadelphia suburbs up into the Lehigh Valley and across the southern border, more linked to Maryland, more linked to Baltimore and D.C. The rest of the state is in population decline, and that's what creates disparity of politics in Pennsylvania, right? The growing, kind of economically growing, the areas where young people are gathering versus the areas that have lost population and lost economic viability, and then that manifests itself into politics, right, and people's belief structures and so forth. So that has been the secret sauce of the Lehigh Valley. So now we really market ourselves for quality of place and for attraction of what we call talent, which is people, right? Because so much of our strategy now is around technology and life sciences and advanced manufacturing. And it, you know, requires skills, both shop floor level skills and office level skills.
Well, and you're also doing something and promoting training programs.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I think is, that's a key.
We've shifted, like, so I, you know, to the extent anybody ever knew what the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Coalition does, it's not your father's or mother's Lehigh Valley Economic Development Coalition anymore. It is completely turned around mm-hmm. in that more than half our work is on what we call talent supply, eliminating skills gap, connecting employers to educators or helping to create apprenticeship programs and consortia, and marketing the region as this authentic, cool place with festivals and quality of life and downtowns and arts and culture to continue to attract talent and to grow the population base of the market. Now, with that comes a new set of challenges, right? The challenges we had in the 80s and 90s were different than today. Today, our challenges are, do we have enough housing? Is the housing cost commensurate
affordable,
with
yeah.
what people are being paid? Is there enough quality childcare for workforce? You know, there's issues of growth. You know, in the industrial sector, in the outlying markets outside the cities, the opposition to industrial growth, the opposition to warehouse, what is generically called warehousing. Those are new issues mm-hmm. for us, right? Mm-hmm. And having been around long enough, I'd rather wrestle with the problems of today than what we were wrestling with 30 years ago.
Talk about the growth and development. One of the things I've run into when I've talked to people mm-hmm. is how to maintain the culture of the mm-hmm. valley when we have all these
right.
other people coming into the valley.
Right.
And whose culture is it? Is it our culture of the 80s?
Correct.
Is it the culture, you know? And again, I mean, we've been so fortunate because there's been a lot of partnerships with, as you just mentioned, mm-hmm. Education and industry and even politically. How do we maintain that as we go on? Because it seems like we're getting a little bit less community involvement in some area. Volunteerism is down in a lot of our organizations. So, you know, that was something that we've always had sort of a big support network.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you said it really well. I mean, it's, you know, as somebody has been here, you know, my entire life and comes from a family that's been here, but came here, in my case, from other countries because of the economic opportunity. And nowadays, it's the same thing that's happening. People are moving here from other places in the country. People are also moving here from other countries, right? We are, both Lehigh and Northampton counties have been top 5% of all counties across the United States for both domestic migration, meaning people coming from zip codes in America outside ours, and international immigration, folks discovering the Lehigh Valley from other countries. So that integration of the new into the existing, you know, it always creates, but it also creates the vibrancy, the energy, the new discovery. You know, I'm somebody from the old line kind of families that have been here who I think we benefit greatly from folks discovering us, you mm-hmm. know, that is, they're seeing the Christmas tree lighting in Bethlehem for the first time. You know, they're going to an event in downtown Allentown or discovering the Allentown Art Museum for the first time. You know, you need that sense of like renewal and excitement. And
yeah,
that
do.
Comes with, you know, the student who comes to Lehigh or Lafayette or Muhlenberg or Moravian or DeSales from North Jersey or from Connecticut that says, oh, my God, this is a great place. I want to stay here, right?
Yeah.
And we work really hard to connect those kids to employers and what's going on outside of their campus while they're here because you want to capture them.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a short break. I know this time is going to go very fast.
Yeah, it is. It's,
And you're listening to WDIY's Lehigh Valley Business Beat with our guest, Don Cunningham, President and CEO of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Sally Hanlon. I host Lehigh Valley Business Beat and Wellness Lehigh Valley. From exploring the booming businesses in the region to talking with experts on healthy living, my shows seek to introduce listeners to and familiarize them with the hustle and the bustle of the Lehigh Valley. Contributions from listeners like you help us continue to inform our community on these and other interesting topics. You can go online at WDIY.org or call 610-758-8810. Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Business Beat. We are talking about the Lehigh Valley, almost past 2024, and we're looking a little bit in the future, 2025, with Don Cunningham, who's president and CEO of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation. And we were talking in the first part of the show about the attraction of the Valley now all over, whether it's regionally within Pennsylvania, across the country, internationally, both on a business and sort of desire to live here because of our culture. But one of the things that Don talked about last time, and we were so excited about it but didn't happen, was this chip opportunity, the semiconductor business. And we had great efforts. It was a great partnership you guys put together to put that proposal together. We didn't get it, but we're getting business now, correct?
Yeah, and I think one of the areas of the Lehigh Valley economy that folks here don't realize, even those who have been here for a long time, is the significant role that the Lehigh Valley has always played in technology, right? So the forerunner to semiconductors was transistors, solid-state transistors, which were developed by Bell Labs, Western Electric, in Murray Hill, New Jersey, and then were built here and made here in Allentown, right by Coca-Cola Park in the old Western Electric building. But out of that, there's always been this significant hardware technology sector in the Lehigh Valley. And today there are over 30 companies and 1,500 folks working in in semiconductor space, you know, companies like Broadcom and Infinera and Coherent and Intel, which has 350 chip designers located here in the Lehigh Valley. And that's always kind of flown under the radar. Mm-hmm. When the federal government really got involved in the last 4 years and trying to really kind of hyper-grow or repatriate the actual production of semiconductors back to the United States from Asia, primarily as a national defense and information protection move, which I think was fabulous, the CHIPS Act, which came out of the federal government. We've seen now two of our existing companies here, both Infinera and Coherent, receive national government CHIPS awards that are doubling their presence and facilities in the United States. Both of those are actual chip production. Coherent, which is located in Forks Township, actually grows the semiconductor chips. And Infinera is involved in the back end production of the chips. They're both in the midst of expansions. We're also in Bethlehem, in concert with Lehigh University and Ben Franklin Technologies, there's a development of a early stage technology growth center with higher education, entrepreneurship, and early stage companies working on development of a semiconductor center that the state government has just come in and support with. The Shapiro administration is a big supporter of. So we've seen this sector growing out, some of it because of economic stimulus by federal and state government. But even outside of that, the Lehigh Valley's had a pretty robust hardware technology. Now, some of it's in optoelectronics, which is kind of related to semiconductor chips. But with, you know, with so much growth of data centers now to support the cloud, and then also with the need for power generation and electronic efficiency, right? Efficiency of that. There's been a lot of need for this, and we're playing a role in that. So that's, it's always a challenge when you do economic development, the way people get their news now. We just were joking about there no more newspapers. You know, it was a lot of it comes from an email sent to your inbox. They want you to click on something, and, you know, they to get you to click, they're going to talk about the weather, they're going to talk about a traffic accident, they're going to talk about crime, and they're going to talk about warehouses, right? Because anything that gets a spike in the blood pressure gets a click, it gets an eyeball, so forth and so on. But unfortunately, what it doesn't give you is broad-based perspective, right? So you come to think that all those things that they want you to click on is all that's happening. And while those things are happening, there are lots of other things that are happening that aren't getting clickbait emails.
Promotion, the PR regarding it.
Yeah. You know, what we try to do is gather economic data and information and, to the best of our ability, present the people of the Lehigh Valley and beyond with the full story of what's going on in the economy of the Lehigh Valley.
Okay. Well, I know your website has an awful lot of good information that business owners should be accessing.
Yeah, we have a team of mostly all former journalists that are just assembling data and information, and that's available through, you know, if you just go on Google Lehigh Valley Economic Development, the first thing that's going to come up is the LVDC website, which is really just a information site. You can sign up every week. We put out a newsletter on Tuesday with the top stories that are happening in the business and economic sectors, which, you know, I think is going to give you a more robust understanding of opportunities if you want to, you know, if you want to be here, either whether you want to start a company here or you want to work here, or just understand the full menu of things that are going on in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah. Well, with the networking between LVEDC, Workforce Investment
Yes.
Board, Lehigh Valley Planning Commission, I mean, the amount of information that a business has, either an existing business to grow it and see what's happening in the valley, mm-hmm. or someone coming in new to see what's going on in the valley, it's just incredible.
It is. And, you know, for a market of our size, which, you know, we're the third largest market in Pennsylvania, obviously Philly and Pittsburgh are larger by population and economy, but we have this incredible network of education, higher education, mm-hmm. right? But in addition to the four-year engineering and technical schools, you've got unbelievable community colleges that
Absolutely.
Are training folks in all of these specialty skills that are required, even in manufacturing today. And then our 9th through 12th grade career and technical schools,
yeah.
which are fabulous, right? So we're blessed with this educational infrastructure, which is a huge part of the secret sauce of why these type of companies that we're talking about now exist here. It's not all about just moving goods, right?
Right.
It's about making goods. 16% of our economy is in manufacturing. In the United States, it's 12% of the U.S. economy is in manufacturing. So
okay.
we're one of the U.S.'s manufacturing centers, top 50 centers of manufacturing. There's so much going on here that unfortunately doesn't always meet the eyes and the ears of people here and outside of here.
Yeah. Do you think we've become the poster child for Governor Shapiro with what can happen in a community when a community works together?
He certainly says that. You know, Governor Shapiro has been fabulous, and I've known Josh for 30 years, and he's smart, and he understands what's happening in the Lehigh Valley, and he works really closely with us. And I think he does hold up the Lehigh Valley as a model of a microeconomy and the things that can be done in other parts of Pennsylvania. So, no, he's been fabulous. He's incredibly responsive as his whole team. We're fortunate to have him as a partner.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, he's visited.
He's here all the time. Well, he lives in Montgomery County, which is a border county, right?
Right?
And, you know, I was county executive in Lehigh County, and he was chairing the Montgomery County Commissioner, so we were county leaders together, and we were state officials together. When he was in the state house, I was a state cabinet secretary. So he understands the Lehigh Valley very, very well.
Oh. Well, it was interesting when you're talking about the secret sauce, and one of the things that contributes to it, obviously, is our education and
yeah.
the partnership. I remember going back years when you were probably mayor,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking and concerned about the brain drain that
yeah.
was happening in the valley.
Exactly.
And it's just
that was the term.
Yeah.
And it's completely reversed.
Yeah.
In the arc of my career in the public sector, we've gone from how do we stop the outflow of young people, which they were kind of, I don't know if it was the best moniker, but it was called brain drain at the time. You know, we can call it brain gain now because
right.
it's now we've gained that. And that really is when we talk to companies, either about coming here or companies that are here. And remember, I said 70% of our growth is from companies here. It's the first thing they want to know
yeah.
is what's your population of young people? Because, you know, and look at it from their perspective, they want employees for not just today, but for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Pennsylvania is an older state
it
in
is
general.
An older state.
So, yeah.
And growth in the U.S. has moved to the warm weather states. The South has gotten very good about attracting companies, whether it's the Carolinas or Tennessee or Virginia. They've gotten very aggressive about it, as has the Southwest. So we are in some ways an outlier in the old Northeast, mm-hmm. you know, along with the Boston and New York and the larger markets in the Northeast in terms of being an attractive place for young people to say, yeah, this is It's cool. It's hip. It's got everything I want. It's got downtowns. It's got walking trails. We're close to the mountains. You know, we can get to the beach. All those things that are the totality of our lives beyond just our jobs, which support the totality of our lives.
Right. Well, now I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit and ask you to get out your crystal ball and talk a little bit about, I mean, I know you've been doing the strategic planning and such, but what do you see 2025 as far as challenges and opportunities for the Lehigh Valley?
Well, I'll start with the opportunities. We're breaking through in the life sciences, med tech, life sciences. We've had 48% growth of life sciences jobs in the last decade. And I think we're really going to turn the corner in areas like pharmaceuticals. You know, we sit here in the middle of the pharmaceutical belt of Jersey and suburban Philadelphia, and we've got a couple projects we're working on that will continue to see growth in R&D and technology and life sciences, med tech. We were talking earlier about technology hardware. Mm-hmm. And I think even some tech software, fintech, financial tech, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of Jared Isaacman makes a lot of noise, you know, with Shift4. But, you know, I don't know if a lot of people realize that his company, Shift4 Payments, which is point of service,
point of sale type of thing.
You know, I mean, that the whole where the economy's going and growth of technology, both on the software side and on the hardware side, we're going to be in the middle of that. And the life sciences, we have the workforce for it, we have the educational infrastructure for it, and we're targeting it hard. You know, we're pouring a lot of resources into that, and it's paying off. I mean, obviously, we already have the Olympuses and the Lutrons and the B-Brons and the Oreshores that are here with significant employees in that space. I talked about the semiconductor companies earlier, but, you know, this is all, and even ADP is at some level, which, you know, now has 1,400 folks in downtown Allentown. They're in the software, you know, in the fintech side as well. Mm-hmm. So we're right at the forefront. I think we're going to see more of that. We're going to continue to see growth in manufacturing. Our interest of manufacturers to be in the market, particularly to serve this big population base in the Northeast that we can serve really well. I see nothing but upside for the Valley. And final point there on the challenges side is the challenges are wrestling with the issues of, you know, do you have adequate housing for people? Are the price of houses and apartments at the commensurate level with what people are making? You know, childcare for working families. You know, those issues are the ones that really come to the fore now, that managing it so you don't lose what got you here.
Right.
You know, but we are the next Austin. We are the next Boston or, you know, Silicon Valley in the smaller scale. But, you know, the Lehigh Valley is becoming, a hip spot for people to want to be.
Wow.
While we age out.
Yeah. We don't want to tell people that.
While I age out, not Sally. Not Sally.
No. Okay, so we've got about a minute or left, Don. What would you like listeners to take from this opportunity of listening to you about what's going on in the Valley? What would you like them to sort of focus on and support?
Yeah, I mean, seek information beyond what's, you know, the clickbait. I mean, look, and I don't blame the media outlets. They, you know, they've gone through a rough mm-hmm. period where the whole financial model of news has been upended by the internet. You know, they're trying to get your eyeballs every time there's an accident on 22, every time a warehouse is built. But that's not the story of the Lehigh Valley. It's part of the story of Lehigh Valley, and some of that's real, and you've got to deal with those things. But there's so much going on here, and you have to look for news and information beyond, you know, just what somebody's trying to get your eyeball on. And get engaged, get involved. To your point earlier about if volunteerism is down, if people aren't as involved in the communities, there are hundreds of places that want your energy and want your support and your mind share, you know.
Well, last time I checked, I think there were over 1,200 nonprofits in the Valley, and I'm sure that's even gone up since I did that. Yeah. So we do have opportunities.
Yeah.
Don, it is always so good to have you here and to catch up with what's going on in the Valley. Greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule.
thank you for having me on, and thank you to DIY for what it does, providing this kind of information and your commitment as a volunteer to get that information out there. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I enjoy it immensely. So, yeah. Listeners, I also want to take a moment to just say thank you to you for listening and for sharing this. This becomes a podcast, so please share it. We have great conversation here. And we have episodes that happen regularly here on WDIY. So please take advantage of it and listen either on our app, on the podcast, or on the website. I'm Sally Hanlon. This is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Thursday for more opportunities and podcasts.